Welcome to the Stream of David on Om Times Radio with best-selling author, channel, and creator of the Taya spiritual practice, David Strickel, shares the eternal wisdom of the consciousness called the Stream. Prepare to have your mind blown and receive clarity on your life and the universe like you perhaps never have before. And now, your host, David Strickel.
Welcome to the Stream of David show. I am here today with Taya Master, Carrie King. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, David. How are you today?
I'm really good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's always fun to have you on. And what we're going to dive into today is the summit that we did over the weekend. We had a two-hour stream summit. If those of you who are listening haven't participated in our summits, they are broadcast on our YouTube channel, and we do a live broadcast on YouTube, and we also broadcast to Facebook as well, but primarily on our YouTube channel. And we'll do these summits with a panel of people that will come on. I will channel the stream. They will interact with the stream, ask questions. We usually have a topic, and then we also take questions from the audience. So if you haven't had a chance to participate in one of our summits, get on our mailing list. If you go to thestreamofdavid.com, you can get our free download, free ebook download, and that places you on our mailing list or email list, and you will be notified when we have these summits, and you can come on and participate. So our panel this week was Paula Kidd Casey, who is the host of the Lawyer of Attraction podcast. Paula is one of my favorite people. I just adore her. She's just a real, real direct, no-nonsense kind of person. She was a divorce attorney before she really got into Law of Attraction. Now she has her podcast. And Walt Theisen, if you know Walt, he is the host of LOA Today. I am on LOA Today almost every Tuesday. And his podcast has been around for 8 years and it's very, very focused on Law of Attraction. And prior to me being on, I was very focused on Abraham teachings, and the stream has sort of taken over over there a little bit, but it's a little of both. It's Law of Attraction, it's Abraham, it's stream, which all obviously plays very well together. Dan Mangina, who is the Dreamer CEO, is what he refers to himself as. I love that. And he has a podcast called Dream with Dan. And we had Debbie G, who you all know, and Matt Garten, who you all know. And that was our panel. And the topic was creating your bubble of reality. And Carrie watched it a couple of times, I think, already. And so we're going to kind of get Carrie's feedback on it. We're actually going to play some clips from it and go a little deeper into what the stream shared. They shared a lot in 2 hours, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And amazing. It never ceases to amaze me that when I listen again and again, more information unfolds. It's just amazing how that happens. But yeah, there's a lot of information packed into that 2 hours.
Yeah, because if you think about it, creating your bubble of reality really encompasses everything. So there was no topic that was off limits, as always. That's always our rule with the stream. We'll have a general topic that we're talking about, but you can always ask anything that you want of them. And so the mix of questions from the panel, of course, the panel, obviously this is a panel of experts that talk to spiritual thought leaders all day, all the time on their respective shows. And then, of course, the audience always comes up with great questions as well. It was just a fantastic interaction. And I didn't remember much of it firsthand, so I had to go back and watch it myself. So my experiencing of it was kind of similar to yours, Carrie, is just, you know, some of the questions were really like, oh my gosh, you know, that is super interesting and deep, and information that the stream has gone deeper than ever before with some of these topics. So let's kind of go into some of your favorites. I had asked for you to share a couple of your favorite moments, and we can actually play those clips. What was your first favorite moment?
My first was the stream talked about forgiveness, and I forget what they, in contrast, forgiveness and what it's really like to experience forgiveness versus appreciation, and it was quite interesting. What the stream had to say.
Yeah, let's listen to the clip that you picked out, and then we'll kind of go a little deeper into it, and we'll see how this plays. Hopefully this sounds okay on everybody's in there. Here we go.
Okay. When people get from faith, from fear to faith.
The process, again, as we have described, it is not a switch that is flipped. It could be. But in general, you have this vibrational flow, and you have a very active subconscious mind that is creating a reality for you that takes some time to evolve to a different space. Detuning fear takes some time, some linear time, because you have this vibrational flow that will pull you back and pull you back and pull you back until, and this is the real secret, until you stop judging the vibrational flow. You stop judging the negative as negative. You stop judging the downtime as something that's bad or unwanted. You stop trying to claw your way up all the time and simply relax into and allow the natural flow. That is the creator of the entire universe is this vibrational flow that we speak of, because it is delivering positive and negative. And in the negative, that as you judge it as bad, when you stop judging it as bad and understand that the obstacles are your launch pad for new creation and view them that way, then you're no longer fearing the obstacles. When you're no longer fearing death because you understand your eternal nature, you are detuning fear in that process. And in detuning fear, you automatically are able to trust.
So that was a little different than I think than what you were thinking it was, but that was an interesting it was an interesting clip nonetheless. Let's dive into the clip first. And I love this vibrational flow that they are hot and heavy on these days. Because we have been talking vibrational spiral now for, you know, almost 3 years, right? And in the Taya practice, we talk about the vibrational spiral, which is still a component of all of this. We have this spiral that our emotions, hence our vibration, operate on, which is goes from high to low. And, you know, there's a range of a myriad of emotions in between. And we're all aware of it. But the thing that causes the fluctuation in it beyond our thoughts is this vibrational flow. So what the stream is guiding us toward here is to understand that, yes, our focus impacts our vibration. So if we have something that triggers us down into negative emotion, if we have something from our past that is a trigger, yes, our thoughts are allowing that trigger to take us down. And then with meditation and appreciation, all of these other tools that we teach, we can take our vibration back up. But beyond that, there's a natural flow. And that's why we're up sometimes and we're down sometimes. And again, we're everything in between. And the thing that really takes us down is our judgment of the lower vibrational flow. So I like that they're talking about that a lot. And we're starting to really incorporate that into the Taya practice and a lot of the teachings, that this vibrational flow is something that we're not going to outrun as physical beings. We're not going to solve that because that is the creator of the entire universe. And I find myself, when I'm not channeling, I'm a little more stumped for words. When I am channeling, those words kind of, I find them so easily when I'm one with the stream. But right now, I understand it so well, and I find myself a little challenged to fully explain it, but I hope everybody that's listening understands that we have this because of polarity, have this vibrational flow that comes through. That's why some days we're up, some days we're not as high as others. Our emotion, our vibration just fluctuates, and we're all aware of it. But the downward, the lower vibration, when we start talking and exploring law of attraction and things of this nature, we start demonizing this low vibration. It's bad. It's awful. We don't want to be down there. We want to meditate. We have to get out of there. You don't want to be in low vibration. You just want to be in high vibration, and that's it. But that's not really true, because if we start thinking about our obstacles as the launch pad of our next creation, then we're suddenly not needing to judge the lower vibrational time as it necessarily a negative or a bad thing. Is that making sense?
Yes, and you're right. I was on the next topic earlier. So the fear to faith, yes, you're exactly right, David. And what I understood from the stream's message was that in the judging of it, or the perceiving it as a negative thing or as a bad thing, then we slow that down. We slow the flow down. And if we would just relax into it and allow it, because it's just part of the natural nature of Earth is the flow, the ebb and the flow. So if we just allow it and relax into it, like you said, that allows for new creation, for our launch pad to new creation, meaning the obstacles that come in there happen for a reason. We need those obstacles for expansion, was what the whole big picture that I got. And without that polarity and the downward flow and the upward flow, we would cease to expand. And that's what we all came here for as humans, is to enjoy that, to experience it. So when we take the judgment and the fear out of that and are fully able to trust, that's when the magic happens, meaning that you're still going to have obstacles. We're never not going to have obstacles, but the magic happens that we allow that negative, I don't even want to label it because that's judging it. But when we allow the up and the down of the flow, and we're flowing with it and not judging it, that's when we begin to create and can create. As we go back up, we can create really great solutions to the downward flow or the obstacles that we met. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. And again, if you're new to these teachings, and this is, we talk about in the intro to the show, having your mind blown, that can be good or bad. Hopefully this show is blowing your mind, and that, okay, we're opening you up to new ideas and new possibilities, and you begin to connect the dots and they make sense. We try to simplify things as much as possible on the show and with the stream's teachings, certainly. But sometimes when you just start listening to this stuff, it just sounds like a lot. And I get that a lot on TikTok, where I'm trying to express something in 60 seconds in a video, and people will write, in the comments, how? But how? I want to know the how. And the answer is always, you're not going to learn all of this in a 1-minute video. You need to start listening and then maybe go over to YouTube and go a little deeper, maybe listen to the show and start connecting the dots to these teachings. There's a learning here that needs to take place to get all of this. But vibrational flow is just the evolution of everything that we've been teaching. From the spiral, law of attraction is 101. A lot of people understand law of attraction now, and certainly it's very mainstream these days as spiritual teachings go. And the spiral is something that we introduced, that other teachers teach different versions of that, and it's very useful. I have seen people bring major changes to their lives just by understanding their spiral. And now we're taking it a step further with this vibrational flow and no longer judging the downward flow as bad, because the downward flow in and of itself is not bad. It's just a lack of energy. It's just a downward flow time. The thing that makes it negative is our transgressor energy that's present. And that's why forgiveness is so important. And when you were speaking, which we'll cover more in the second segment of this episode, but when you're speaking of forgiveness, we're speaking really of appreciation. We're going to dive into that, of why appreciation is so important. So you detune that transgressor energy, because it's always down there waiting for you. And until you go back through your life and make peace with, i.e. appreciate the negative aspects, all of it. And that's kind of radical. For a lot of spiritual teaching, that sounds really radical. A lot of people just want to forget it. And I understand. I completely understand wanting to just forget all of the negative crap from your past. Yes. I tried it. I spent 40 years trying to forget the negative crap from my past. And guess what, Gary? It didn't work.
It doesn't work.
Every time vibrational flow took my vibration down, as it does, that negative stuff was waiting for me down there all the time. And mm-hmm. I couldn't shake it. And I understood law of attraction, and I understood consciousness beyond physical. I had that flowing my whole life, yet I was avoiding all of the negative stuff, and I was still judging it as negative. And I even I released the victim vibration of it years before I completely appreciated it. And those are two different things. So yes. Forgiveness is still a victim vibration, if you think about it. Forgiveness is, you did something wrong to me, I'm going to forgive you, let you off the hook, and move on from it. That's really what the mainstream idea of forgiveness, that's what forgiveness is. I am going to go further than that and take responsibility for my co-creation of it, even though I don't understand how in the world I would have co-created XYZ, you know, at 4 years old or 6 years old, or, you know, when some of these traumatic things happen to us. Diving into that is the real healing journey, and fully comprehending that. And when you first hear those words, it's very hard to comprehend. It's very hard to imagine. And then that victim vibe gets activated. Okay, I forgave this person for what they did to me, but I still feel like I was victimized in that scenario. Well, you haven't completely released the negative energy around it. So that negative energy is still waiting for you in your lower vibrational field when polarity takes you down. That's the issue with polarity. When you have that transgressor energy present, your downward flow takes you down there. These negative things grab hold and keep you down there sometimes. And what we're trying to do with the Taya practice is just clean up all of that through a process of radical appreciation and acceptance of everything. And you can get there. And we work with people all the time that get there. But it's not something that's easy for a lot of people to do on the surface. And it's not something that you're just going to snap your fingers and do overnight. So, right. Carrie, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to go to that next topic that you were talking about, understanding your worthiness. Yes. We'll be right back with Taya Master Carrie King.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
The Taya practice is changing lives all over the world. Listen to what just a few of our Taya Bootcamp graduates have to say.
Taya practice has taken my professional life, me, to a new level of abundance and happiness and joy on a daily level of existence that I didn't even know was possible.
This work is profound. If you do the Taya Bootcamp and maintain a daily practice, you will fundamentally change your life.
It changes everything about you. And it will affect all other aspects of your life, your health, your career, your money, your relationships. And I think that certainly has helped with my anxiety, with my mental health. I'm realizing that, wait a second, I do deserve the best in life.
If you're ready to release fear and old limiting beliefs and learn to truly trust the universe to deliver all your desires, then it's time for you to join Taya Bootcamp. Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA today and book your free discovery meeting.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We are back with author and Taya Master Carrie King. I forgot about the author part when I was first introducing you. I gave all those plugs to the panel, but we have to plug your work as well. And where can they find your books, by the way?
Thank you, David. My book is on, book one is on Amazon. It's called Silent Magic. And it just weaves the a lot of the stream's teachings into the book. And it's, but it's a fiction story. And book two should be out soon. I'm almost finished with book two. King? Yes, on KJ King.
KJ King, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. All right, I just want to give you an opportunity to do that since you're so gracious to come on the show and share your thoughts about the summit that we did. So we're talking about the summit from the weekend, creating your bubble of reality, that we did with a panel of law of attraction and spiritual thought leaders. And they covered so much. If you haven't listened to this yet, please, after this, after you listen to this episode, go check out my YouTube channel, which is The Stream of David, and it's the Stream Summit from Saturday the 17th called Creating Your Bubble of Reality. It's 2 hours. It'll take 2 hours of your time to view this, but it's worth it. It is worth 2 hours of your time because the stream goes very deep into some fantastic responses to these questions from these experts, these people that interview spiritual thought leaders all the time. Paula, she just had Mike Dooley, the Thoughts from the Universe guy. He was just on her show this past week. They all have spiritual thought leaders, you know, on all the time. So they have great questions for the stream. And one of the things I love about Walt Thiessen, who's the host of LOA Today, he is what I call, he's an Abraham Hicks super fan. So when I had the opportunity to join that show on Tuesdays, he was thrilled to be able to sort of have his own hot seat experience with the stream. And he's gotten really deep into the teachings of the stream now. And it's just a lot of fun to be on that show. We get some really thoughtful and thought-provoking questions on that show as well. So if you haven't checked out LOA Today, LOA Today is also on YouTube and there's a podcast. So those two things I definitely recommend everybody checking out. So let's go into the second. Let's go back to the topic that was the second clip that we have, and let's kind of review your thoughts on that again, and then I'll play it.
Okay, so that one was forgiveness, and talking about your unworthiness. I think every human being on this planet can relate to one time or another in their life where they didn't feel worthy. And that's a big one because that goes to the root of many of our transgressors, which is what, fear to faith kind of talked about is detuning that or getting to the root of those. And I used to call it sticky energy, which is the low vibration because it does almost pull you down. And that lack, that doubt, that voice in your head that's always saying you're not worthy. So it was very interesting to hear the stream give some clarity around that subject.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Yeah.
And that is tied to ego always. Your ego is your humanness, but it is possible to bring your ego in balance with your soul consciousness. Understanding your worthiness to have or do or be anything that you want. Understanding that anything that's occurred into your life is experiencing. It only exists as your perspective of it. That you possess the ability to shift your narrative around anything that has happened to one that serves your expansion more. And by that, we mean that raises your vibration. And when you take all of your transgressor energy, all of the judgment of self and others, and find a path to appreciation of it, you are raising your default vibration in that process. And there's perhaps nothing that most of you could do that would positively impact your lives more than that, because you all carry around all of this baggage. You all carry around the XYZ that has occurred in your life and want to argue for your limitations because of X, Y, and Z. But as long as you are arguing about X, Y, and Z, you are the very one that is keeping that energy alive for you. When you find appreciation for X, Y, Z and release it through appreciation, then you are free. And it does not matter what occurs with the other one, the human transgressors in your lives. It truly does not. The outcome for them is their path. Your outcome for you is all about your perspective of everything that's occurred and shifting that perspective toward the future to be one of trust and focus on the now, in the enjoyment of the now, understanding that the cleaning up of the transgressor energy of the past and the appreciation of the now moment, regardless of what's going on, is raising your vibration. And raising your vibration is absolutely going to produce forward. And by more positive, we mean more of what you consider positive. Whatever your version of abundance is going to flow from that high vibrational state of clarity and joy.
There we go.
Wow. It's still, every time I'm just in awe of that message. That's, I mean, that's the secret right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not judging the negative stuff that happens to us in our lifetime. Is, again, is this horrible, awful, terrible, can't come back from it thing. The I understand the stream's perspective, that the, we call zoomed out perspective of no fear and no judgment. We are just here having our experience. And the experience that we're having, we are going to go through some downward flow time in our lives that is going to create what we would call contrast or you know, a negative or unwanted experience. But that exists to enable us to create something new in the moving out of that period. The solving of it, the evolving of it, the whatever the solution is, that is our new creation, and that's why we're here. And getting that, suddenly you don't have to judge all of the negative things that has happened in your life as negative or bad or awful or evil or any of that stuff. Now, I understand if you've been traumatized by things, that takes a different type of effort to move beyond, but it's worth the effort to do that. It's absolutely worth the effort to work toward finding a path to appreciation for all of your transgressors, regardless of how deep they are, because at the end of the day, we're all eternal beings. We're all eternal strands of soul consciousness here, having a very temporary human experience. And there's nothing that happens here that ends what we are. I totally understand that. I really want everybody to get that, that there's nothing that is the end of us that can happen to us in this lifetime. And we are designed to return to our completed state, which means our bodies are designed to wear out. We're designed to die at some point. And we need to stop judging the length of time and the way that we operate, the way that we're taught to judge it. As death is this horrible thing that needs to be feared. No, it shouldn't be. We're all going to do it. We don't have to do it prematurely necessarily, but there's no right or wrong amount of years, because we are thinking in linear time, but we're not really operating in linear time. We're just perceiving it that way. So if you stop perceiving linear time and perceive something as an experience, and it doesn't matter whether your experience is 5 years or 15 or 25 or 50 or 100, that it's the experience that you have. It's just mind-blowing when you reach that point of clarity, that zoomed out perspective of, wow, there's no right or wrong in doing any of this stuff. And the only reason that I have traumatic memories of my past is because I've been judging them as such. And I do have the power to release that. And some things take more work than others, but isn't it worth the effort to do that?
Absolutely. And that's the thing that I think is so interesting about trauma to a person, because my own experience as well is we're taught that it's terrible, it's horrible, and, you know, forgive and forget, you know, and the forgiveness part is so confusing because people think that means I have to go talk to or relive that trauma or talk to the person that did the trauma to me. And again, that keeps you in that victim mode, but you have the power to move out of that and rewrite that history and become the survivor, become the victor, become the person that takes control of your life and changes the direction of where your life is headed, because you're able to appreciate it and move and let go of that transgressor energy that keeps you in a lower vibration. And that to me is the miraculous part of Taya practice and what this dream delivers.
Yeah, and I want to point out too, and I think this even came up in the summit, that appreciation and forgiveness has nothing to do with the other person. It's not about going to them. It's not about going to the person that abused you or mistreated you in some way. If it's a person, it seems to be harder to forgive and appreciate people transgressors than circumstance or event transgressors. It just seems that way. Because they're a target that you can blame, and they are an aggressor and a transgressor for you. But this isn't about going to them and having any sort of interaction with them whatsoever. You do this however you want to do it. You forgive and appreciate from any distance that you want. And right. From working with people in boot camp, I noticed that, because we detune transgressors in boot camp. That's a big part of what boot camp is. We dive in and find appreciation for root transgressors, and then we go on through, you learn this process, and you start finding appreciation for everything. And I noticed that it's a lot easier when the transgressor is a person to detune them when they are dead.
Yes. Yes.
It just seems easier to do when the person's no longer alive. And what is that? Think about it. They have crossed over and they've shed their physical form, and they are in their completed state. And anybody that's in Taya, in our world, believes that they are not ended, believes that that person has transcended to something else. I don't know anyone that is in Taya that doesn't believe that on some level. So it is interesting, and I think I probably know the answer to this, but it is interesting to me when we're working with people that it's a lot easier to detune the transgressors that are no longer with us than the ones that are still around, even sure. If there's no contact.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
Not about contact. It's not about, you know, it's hard to detune my mother when I have to talk to her every Sunday, you know, that sort of
yes.
thing. And I do understand that, but it's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is so interesting. And again, because I think it's our judgment of it. And so as you said earlier, it's not something that's going to happen to you in an instant. I mean, it could, you know, there's no can't in boot camp, but it typically takes work, especially, you know, if you think about a 30-year-old, for instance, has lived in that life for 30 years. You're not going to detune that habit or vibration, as you will, and that happened for 30 years or 50 years or however old you are. It does take some work. But it can be done relatively fast through boot camp. Typically, most people get through boot camp 8 to 12 weeks. So it can be done, but it does take work. And it is
interesting. Yeah, and I think the reason it takes work is because we're detuning through vibrational flow, right? When you're up in high vibration and you've just pulled the trigger and agreed to join Taya boot camp, and you know, you're giving it the power, and you're in there and you're doing the work and you're in the group meetings and you're in the modules and you're doing all that stuff. When your vibration is high, it's easier. And that's kind of how we kick off boot camp, is diving into that stuff. And then we get into other aspects of the Taya practice. And then we come back around to that, though, because you're going to have this vibrational flow. And I want to know how you feel about your transgressors when you're down. When polarity takes your vibration down, do they come back around? Are they still detuned? Do you still appreciate them when you feel like crap? That's the real test, and that's why we say it takes time. You're absolutely right.
Yes. And yeah. That's the real work when you're down, to realize that you're down. And that's, again, same thing that you talked about with learning, managing your spiral and vibrational flow. Now, how that plays into managing your spiral. And we talked a lot about that in boot camp. But yes, when you're down, it's hard to find appreciation sometimes for anything because you're down in fear, lack, despair. So, you know, we too teach simple tools for that of sometimes it's not a good time to be looking at your transgressors and try to appreciate your now. What is going on right now? You know, are you safe? Do you have a roof over your head? But then as you climb those little steps, then you can start to look at those transgressors in that lower vibration.
Yeah. Well, you know they're detuned when you appreciate them regardless of where your vibe is. Mm-hmm. You have that common thread feeling, and that is detuned. And I know what it's like to go from having someone who was your abuser for many, many years in different ways to being fully detuned and so benign in your reality that you can just be in appreciation of them. And that's what I want to teach everybody because it's so magical. And when we talk about creating your bubble of reality, it's so impactful on your ability to create the reality that you desire. That's the important part. So we're going to take another break. When we get back, we're going to talk about politics and polarity, which was Carrie's third choice. We'll be right back with Carrie King.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The Taya practice is changing lives all over the world. Listen to what just a few of our Taya Bootcamp graduates have to say.
I'm so comfortable in my skin and who I am that it just has completely changed my world. It's amazing. I'm so full of joy and clarity every day to feel this good and this amazing. As I said, there's no words.
I can't stress enough how wonderful this program is. I was living in fear. My life felt like it was a constant Groundhog Day. Every morning I woke up, I felt, oh, here we go again. You know, this is the first time I feel like I took control of my own life.
Probably the best thing ever is that I've always dreamed of this kind of life, and now I am living it. I'm creating it, and it's not a dream anymore, it's reality.
It's time to awaken to abundance with the Taya Practice and Taya Bootcamp. Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA today to learn more about the Taya Practice and book your free discovery meeting.
Life is a flow, and enlightenment is simply harmonizing with the way life really is. Then you find that life is effortless, benevolent, and free of all suffering. Hey everyone, this is GP Walsh, and I want to invite you to my brand new radio show that's launching right here on OM Times Radio called The Flow of Enlightenment. I've been a spiritual teacher for decades, and my greatest pleasure is being able to share with you these deep and highly practical spiritual ideas. So join me in The Flow every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, and let yourself be transformed.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
We're back with Carrie King talking about the summit that we did over the weekend, Creating Your Bubble of Reality. Carrie is sharing her favorite moments, and we're sharing some clips of the channeled session that we did. And so this final one that we're going to dive into gets into politics a little bit. I don't know if anyone listening has heard, but we have an election going on in the United States. Maybe not. You haven't heard. You know, a lot of people that listen to this show probably haven't heard, right? They're so disconnected from news and mainstream stuff. Maybe yes. They're just so blissfully unaware. That would be fantastic for those of you that are listening in the United States. I know we have listeners all over the world. But the thing I've learned from our, because we have a lot of people in different countries in boot camp, they all pay attention to American politics. It seems like we don't pay much attention to what's going on outside the United States, but the rest of the world certainly pays attention to what's going on here. It's a hot topic, and I don't remember getting too deep into it, but just talking about polarity and the fact that polarity is what is producing, the polarization in politics as it produces polarization on all topics. That's why we have these it's sort of scattering to two sides that are so opposite, and you're probably, from what the stream says, you're really not going to see a time where we all come together, kumbaya, and agree about everything. It's just not going to happen. But it does. Yeah. That doesn't mean that we can't solve the political dilemmas that we have, or some of them. The solving of the problems is why we're here, but we're always going to have more problems. And that came up as well. I know that there was one question of, if all of this is just a cycle, what's the point? And I love the stream's answer. And I'm going to guide all of you to go and watch the entire 2-hour stream on YouTube and get the answer to that one, because I thought that was great. We're going to save that one for you to go watch yourselves. So let's get into this politics and polarity. Tell me what you thought about that and what you liked about it.
So it was funny that you said that, because I had to limit to 3 favorite things, because of course we don't have a lot of time on the radio show. And it was hard to do because there was so much information. But the reason I picked this topic is because for most people across the world, as you said, not just in the US, the news and world news and everything is basically on the election that's coming up. And so the stream doesn't specifically speak about that, but speaks about the polarity, which means, in politics, we have the left side and the right side. And, the left thinks their way is perfect and the right thinks their way is perfect. And there's always these arguments about that. And I always find that to be such an interesting topic. Same with politics, religion, money, relationships. They all have polar opposite views, if you want to say it that way. So it was interesting on the stream's information about that and why it is what it is, without viewing it as a right or wrong opinion. And I thought that would be a great way for all of us to look at politics at this point.
Yeah, help us get through the next opinion. Few weeks or yes. months, if it turns out being months, right? It seems like it
yes.
might carry on beyond the election, but we'll see.
I
well, let's listen
so.
To the clip and see what they have to say, and then we'll kind of go a little further with it.
Okay.
You are noticing what we can best describe as a speeding up. And the speeding up is making everything more pronounced for you. The speeding up and making everything more pronounced is creating a reset. And this reset is a sign of your awakening. It is something not to be feared. In fact, it is something to be embraced. Again, zoom out to no fear and no judgment and view it very differently. And understand the ones that are battling each other, trying to make the other agree with them, see how it does not work. Because they are each coming from their own perspective, and neither are right or wrong.
Beautiful. Dan, I might cross it. Paula, do you have any more questions? Are you okay?
I'm okay for right now. I write my questions down.
We will add also that notice that when you no longer need to take a side, because you understand that each side is polarized and that each side is simply expressing themselves from their own unique bubble of reality, and you are no longer judging either as good or bad, and you are zooming out and understanding that you are the one that is creating your reality. And in the arguing, and the polarization, and the if this side wins and this side loses, it's not going to affect your reality. You are the one that is creating your reality. Part of the zooming out process is not just judging, but understanding how powerful you truly are. And that there are endless stories of human beings that have thrived regardless of what is going on in the world.
I like that.
Yes, wasn't
like
that great?
Stuff that I channel. I like that.
Yes, that was brilliant.
Well,
advice.
I totally get it, and I do operate that way. It's very easy to get drawn into the one side or another argument, and it's easy for me to sort of to sway one way or the other just listening to something. And realizing, oh, that's that person's perspective. They're coming from their point of view, their background, their history. And we're all selfish beings at the end of the day. And we're all rooted in ego as human consciousness. We are. And then we can work to not overcome that, but we can work to balance that and be more open-minded and more open to other people's ideas. And I can see the point of view of people that are sort of leaning one way or the other. And then sometimes when you get really, really extreme in one direction or another, that's when I start to get a little lost. But again, that's their point of view. That's their perspective. And all the arguing in the world, and that's what just gets me, is that people seem to you know, there's all these posts on social media where they think they're going to finally be the one that gets through to the person that disagrees with them. and they're going to be the one. Don't you see my point of view? Well, are you seeing their point of view?
Right.
And maybe thinking about why it's so opposite of yours. Where are they coming from? What's their perspective that brought them to this place? And it's interesting to be able to be more empathetic toward the other's perspective. And then zoom out and realize, well, what, I don't really have a pony in this race, because at the end of the day, I create my own reality. Whoever wins an election is not in charge of my well-being. I am.
Right.
And then, of course, the inevitable question is, well, what about everybody else? You know, what about XYZ person that's, you know, that's going to be impacted negatively? They create their own reality, too. Mm-hmm. And that's the message I want to get across is yes, participate in politics all you want. There's nothing wrong with that. I believe in democracy. I love that I live in a country that has one. But at the end of the day, we cannot give all of our power to that. And I love that message. And it's so true, because there's always stories of people, even people that have been in oppression, who have risen above oppression and thrived because they believed they could. So they did.
I know. Isn't that amazing? I thought that was so profound, because it's the truth. And I love that the stream also said, you know, we hear stories of that all the time. And we humans love those success stories, you know? And I mean, you're one of them, David. You talk about, you know, the type of childhood you grew up in and the trials and tribulations you had through your life, and you could have stayed stuck there, but you didn't. And because you chose to take ownership of your life and the direction it was going in. And it just, I love when they say you don't realize how powerful you are, because that one just, again, even as a Taya graduate, and I'm now in mastery, you as a human forget that. You forget that you, how powerful you really are when you allow the universe and the magic to happen and stop judging it, stop fearing it. You just allow it, because you hold yourself away from all that you could be when you do that. And my very last thing that they said, they didn't say it lastly, but I loved, was they had said to love yourself and appreciate yourself as you are. And I thought that was so beautiful and beautifully said.
And very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more we push against something that we don't like, the more we're giving power to it. And regarding us, we're sort of on that topic all the time, right? We're always thinking about, you know, our economic status, our social status, how we look, how we feel. We're in our bodies and in ourselves almost all the time. And you can't help but think about it. And because we're discerners of preference, you can't help but judge it. But detuning that judgment of self and accepting, radically accepting whatever is the path to any improvement that you want to make. And I have learned that the improvement doesn't need to be so specific. All of these people are teaching, quote unquote, law of attraction. And it always seems to be about sit and think about what you want and think about what you want and think about what you want and think about what you want. And that can be effective. But if you're sitting and thinking about what you want all the time, inevitably your vibration flow is going to take you down and you're going to start noticing that it's not there and doubting it and fearing it and getting, you know, the fearing of not manifesting it and getting impatient with it. And then you're really chasing it away. Whereas yes. If you just trust the universe to deliver a magical life experience without the need to get too specific, you're going to be a lot more successful. I was meeting with somebody today that's about to graduate, and she's got a couple of more things that we're going to work on before her graduation. And one thing that I love that she said, I said, so what is it that your code that we write at the end of boot camp, what is your code? And she says, my code is to live in joy every day, period. I love that.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Yeah. And, you know, that's how people are when they're getting out of boot camp. Going in, it's always, I need this and I need that. I need to do this. I need to get rid of that. And all these things they think they need. And then when they get out, it's a whole different perspective. It's just joy and trusting the universe to deliver a magical life experience. And that does not mean just sitting and meditating and appreciating your life away. It can mean travel when we're able to do that again. And, you know, a nicer home or a, you know, better flow of income or a healthier body or a body that you are happier with ultimately. But you've got to make peace with the now and love yourself as you are and really just be okay with what is and find a path to daily joy. And from there, understand that that doesn't mean that you're just going to be stagnant in your now conditions. Your conditions will automatically improve on every front, I have found, when you just make peace with all of that and you just look for joy. And that's my favorite manifestation. And I've manifested lots of things that people want. And at this point, the things that bring me joy really are just that clarity of source and that love of self and serendipitous moments and just being happy day after day after day and going outside and reveling in the fact that it's not 100 degrees, it's, you know, 98 and the sky is blue and the birds are chirping and the breeze is blowing or whatever it is, those little things day after day after day after day are joy, are absolutely joy.
Yes.
So that getting to that state of knowing and trusting is what Taya is all about. And certainly the summit was a good indication of the stream's teachings around all of that for sure.
Absolutely. And agree. That was beautiful what she said, because I think what I have found is when you do just set that simple intention to live in joy, to experience life instead of life pushing you along, you know, really getting out there, really experiencing, that's what real living is about. That is what enjoying and why we're here. We're here to enjoy this life, not to sit around and, like you said, meditate all day or the opposite, sit in fear, afraid to leave your house. We are meant to live each moment in joy, and that's when the real magic happens. That's when miraculous things just flow to you. Things just show up, and things that I couldn't even have dreamed of just show up. And it's amazing. And I'm excited every time. It's like Christmas every day. I get a new gift.
You still celebrate them every day, which I love. I love that you do that. And that's why you're a Taya Master.
Right.
So, Carrie, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this. The hour, as always, with you on went by very, very fast. So for all of you listening, do go and watch the summit. It's worth 2 hours of your time, I promise you. If not, you get your money back. It's free.
Yes.
You don't have to pay to watch the summit. It's free. And it's my really bad corny jokes. So anyway, it is you can watch the stream summit from the 17th over on our YouTube channel, The Stream of David on YouTube. Check it out. Carrie, thanks again. And thank you all for listening. Namaste.
Thank you, David.